thank you very much. And that's four very different and very varied perspectives and comments on the Green Paper. Very, very interesting. Like the speakers, I welcome the Industrial Strategy Green Paper. And I say that on behalf of the Cambridge Network, a membership organization for some thousands of those high-skill, high-tech companies in and around Cambridge. The 10 pillars seem to capture things well. There doesn't seem to be anything obviously missing. Like Graham, I was very pleased to see research and development and innovation and investment in that as one of the pillars and threading through some of those other pillars too, and that's right and proper. I was drawn to a comment that Dame Anne made about risk and risk and innovation and risk and procurement and actually risk and other pillars of the strategy as well. And whenever I get my financial advisor to review my financial portfolio, he always gets me to fill in a questionnaire to assess how risk-averse I am. And it ends up with a number from 1 to 10. And 1 is put the money in a sock under the bed, and 10 is invest in derivatives in emerging markets. I usually end up as a 7 or 8. And it got me thinking, what's the industrial strategy? And can it ever be other than a 1 or a 2? Given, you know, the burden of accountability, monitoring, measurement, investments in the broadest sense. And, you know, and the short-term political cycles seem to be at odds with the longer-term patient capital that embraces risk that Andrew talked about so eloquently. So I guess to put that as a question, if I may, how can we build more risk into the strategy?